Utah's prisons are bursting at the seams. Tom Patterson, executive director of the Department of Corrections, says right now all facilities in the state are filled to capacity.
The primary issue is we have insufficient space to be able to house inmates that are coming in that are being sentenced to prison by the courts. And the release is slower than our growth. And so what that means is we've got to find more beds to be able to put inmates in.
Patterson says funding is key, and if it's not provided, inmates have nowhere to go but out the door, back on Utah's streets.
Approximately 850 inmates would need to be released in order to come within the budget constraints that the legislature is proposing. They've cut our budget $16 million, and so that means 850 inmates need to be released because we're closing those facilities that house them.
Senator Howard Stevenson says besides needing additional funding for beds at the prisons, the state should look at an additional facility to hold technical parole offenders who shouldn't be thrown back in prison.
What is really needed is a new facility that would handle technical violators who are on parole but have violations that don't justify putting them back in prison, but instead give them training and life skills that will assist them in not returning to prison.
When asked if funding for a new facility and $16 million to keep inmates behind bars is possible, Senator Stevenson says he is remaining optimistic.
I think it's realistic to expect us, even in these lean times, to put resources into that kind of facility.
Patterson says if funding is not provided, some inmates could be released as early as next month.
At some point, you are going to be releasing people that are going to pose a serious threat to the community.
I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.